Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello and welcome to a Tuesday edition of Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Man with the Mic, Kyle. I thought it was Thursday. Oh, Lord. Welcome. What a wonderful show we got for you today, folks. Today on the program, the back and forth, the things that don't change and the things that change every 5 minutes. I'll get into that. Voting by a mail drop box type thing. Oh, yeah, like, every Democrat wants voting by mail, and they want to demand it. Wow. I don't think so. Susan Rice, the utter incompetence, has cost tens of thousands of American lives. How dare he? I'll get into that. Andrew Cuomo, every 5 minutes, he's changing what he's yelling and arguing about, complaining about. Lord, help us. You know, and all this... You know, Trump has billions of dollars invested now in that hydrochloroquine. You know, as soon as he found out that that could be a cure, he bought billions of dollars for the stock. Now he's trying to sell it to make millions. Give me a break. I like what the Home Depot founder says. Summer tours are going to happen. I hope so. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, and I really hope you do, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Also, some Premier League stuff going on. Where are we at? Okay, let me see here. Oh, yeah, Philippians 2:7. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of slave and was born as a human being when he appeared in human form. Think about that as you're going through your day today. And thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I'm going to get into something kind of, it's not controversial, but it kind of is. Because like there was a USA Today article about it. And there's some other articles. Because me and my wife around Christmas time almost died. We were so, so sick. And I've met a lot of people personally that I know that will tell you that if you look at what they say you get when you have COVID-19, how you have diarrhea, how you have a fever, how you have coughing and all this stuff, me and my wife had every symptom of that. I know like three people I work that had every symptom of that before this was even an issue, before we even, never. Most people even heard of it. Before, you know.
We didn't even do Christmas until like, what, the end of January?
Yeah. And for like 18 or so days, we were so, so, so sick. And there's a lot of people that think that they had this, either the human coronavirus or the COVID-19, which is a version of the human coronavirus, before it became a pandemic and everyone was buying everything. Because normally if you get the hydrocodone cough syrup, I take that and I was down in that stuff with Delsum and everything. Nothing was working. I went from my bedroom into the studio here, and I collapsed. And my wife took me and put me in the recliner, and I just sat there. I mean, and there's a lot of people like, well, when I started to see all the symptoms of that, I had a friend that was hospitalized. She was so sick.
Yeah.
Let me see. Give me a Kleenex. I don't have a box.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, and she had every symptom of COVID-19. I have, you know, and there's a lot of people coming forth that are having this belief that we had it way before. It was just in the fish market. I mean, probably, you know, before most people even really even knew what it was. And it makes you wonder, because I'm a see it, believe it, feel it kind of person. And for me, you're not, I'm convinced I had some form of the coronavirus, whether it's the human corona or it's the, I've never been that sick in my life. I don't wish it on my worst enemy.
Yeah, I've never been. That was different.
And when they were saying that, when I read an article, because I read three of them, when they say that there are people that, okay, they were so sick and had, I'm like, two and two are kind of equal in four. And for me, I don't know.
We don't never know because we can't get tested.
Yeah, we can't.
And we didn't get tested for it.
Yeah. And even if, and they probably would have tested us for the flu, and if it came back negative for the flu, then it would have been like, okay, then I would have had it. Because I've had that where they take a Q-tip like this long and jam it up into the back of your brain.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't even in the works.
Yeah, this wasn't even, yeah, like they say it was like the beginning of this, like in December around when they said it supposedly started in a fish market. Which we all know is a load of cow's manure, but it's just one of those things. I mean, but you think about it, though. All these Democrats are coming out, well, Trump's incompetence has cost this country billions of lives. Well, in Italy, they've said that there are people that, okay, if I die from drinking and driving, and before I get put in the hospital in Italy, they got to test me because just because you're dead doesn't mean you can't spread the virus if you have it. You know, if you have a very dangerous disease, like if you die and you had AIDS and you're full blown, you can still pass AIDS on. It doesn't just die when you die. And if they test positive for the coronavirus, that's what's listed as their cause of death. Actually, he was behind the wheel and was killed in a car crash. Okay, he had 70 bottles of limoncello and died of alcohol poisoning. But he had coronavirus when they tested him to make sure how to take care of him post-mortem in the hospital so that they don't spread it further because he would still contaminate people because it's on him. If he tests positive, he may have died of a heart attack, but they're going to list coronavirus as the cause of death. Now, what me and my wife dealt with, I don't wish that on my worst enemy. I've said before, and I say, I say this wholeheartedly, the virus is real. I don't believe this pandemic. You got to use caution. Every day you should wash your hands. You should always, I mean, I guess I'm used to the restaurant business where, okay, how do I know if people have touched their hand to push the door open or to open the door without washing their hands? That person could have wiped their rear end and not washed their hands. I have people that way before this virus, they always, 95% of the time, I open up a door handle with the paper towel and throw it in the wastebasket. Because I don't know what people have done touching that door handle, leaving the bathroom, if they've washed their hands, if they haven't. I don't know what they have. It's not a coronavirus thing. It's called being common sense. In the restaurant, like in state-run facilities, most of them, you could have a hand sink right outside the door, and if you wash your hands there, as soon as you walk into the kitchen, you have to wash your hands again by state law. But you have all these Democrats that, well, guess what, folks? You need to go to Chinese markets. You need to hug Chinese people. Go to Chinese restaurants. Don't be racist. Don't be racist. You need to do all this stuff. When Australia and the United States were being called racist for closing the doors and not letting Chinese people into this country, he's racist. How dare he do that? Now, how dare he do that? When this whole time, when they had $1,000 $100,000 pens impeaching President Trump. When that time was going on, when they were saying, when they were impeaching Trump and then telling people, hey, go to Chinese markets, it's the virus ain't bad, you can't, you need to go and do, you know, go to Chinese restaurants, talk to Chinese people, give them, show them love. When that time was going on, now they're saying at that time, he should have been doing more. Trump didn't do enough. He didn't do enough. Well, what is it? Should we be, did Trump not do enough, or should we be in Chinese markets and Chinese restaurants and hugging people and making out with Chinese people, strangers in the street? I mean, which is it? Should you have been worried about the coronavirus, or should you have been impeaching Trump? And you can't have it both ways. You can't sit there and say, well, Trump should have done more. Well, what were you doing? Martin Luther King did a hell of a lot for this country, and let me tell you something. He wasn't no politician. I'm so tired of these politicians that are going after Trump, that were going after Bush, they were going after the first Bush, going after Reagan, you know? Whose fault is it really? If it was Reagan's fault, President, then it was Bush's fault. I mean, yeah, politicians that have been, that blame every Republican politician that's president. Well, what have you done? What has Nancy Pelosi done to fix anything if it's Trump's fault? Yeah, this virus is so deadly and so dangerous. This pandemic is so bad that she's worried about getting a committee to try to impeach Trump. You would think she'd be out trying to help her California constituents, the people that voted for her. I'm just throwing that out there. So it's interesting. I mean, you think about it like this. It's Tuesday, April 7th, and I'm just like, you know, my wife makes hand crocheted bags. And I'm looking at getting tickets for Deer Creek Music Center. So when we go, you know, what can we, where's the best place to be? What do we do? We want to make sure that we're doing it right. You know, I want to, I don't know if I want to be actually in Shakedown Street, but I want to be close and, you know, all that stuff. And I don't know what you're smoking, man, but there ain't going to be a tour. There ain't no tour. And that, I've been getting so many people hating and negative Nancy's like, man, people are listening, man, ain't gonna be on a tour. You kidding me? I can't believe they haven't canceled it yet, man. That should have they should have canceled it months ago. What the heck, man? Like, I mean, I'm getting so many of these heads that are just like, wait a minute. Why don't we just shut everything down? Why don't we just close everything? Why don't we just give up? Is hope gone in this country? The only reason Trump is pushing this hydrochloroquine is because he's got billions of dollars invested in it, and he don't care. He's got hydrochloroquine, he's got millions invested, and he's going to be... If I was Trump, let me tell you something. If I had the money he did, I'd be like, okay. Besides sitting on a beach, that's everyone's. I'd be like, okay, we're going to get some sort of food truck, and we're just going to go place to place, helping and feeding people. I'd be like Bon Jovi. He's in his restaurant for homeless and needy, whatever. Like, if you can donate money, if you can clean, whatever. He's in there scrubbing dishes. That's Bon Jovi. I respect the dude. But there's so many people that are just like, Like, give it up, man. Like, there's, like, really, like, you think it's going to be a tumor? I can't believe, like, you really think? Whatever happened to optimism? How dare Trump? Well, maybe. So, where is the... What do we got to lose? Okay, so let me get this straight. So, if your mom or dad is about to die, or are dying, and this hydrochloroquine might help them, you're not going to do it? You're not going to try everything? Here's the guarantee. She's going to be sitting there, and she's going to only imagine what it'll be like when I walk by your side. She may have 5 minutes to 5 hours to one day before she'll know more about Christ than all of us. You don't want to try to see if this hydrochloroquine might work? There's a thing called right to try that Trump initiated to give people the right to try something to see maybe it might work. You're putting false hope in people. What do you mean false hope? If they're going to die either way, here's the thing. He's going to die anyways. If we try this hydrochloroquine and it works, yes, he gets improvement. If he doesn't, well, he was going to die either way. If it didn't work, he was going to die no matter what you did. If you gave it to him or not gave it to him, if you gave it to him and it doesn't work, well, at least you tried something. That's what's going on. That's what's sad about this country. You know, see, I honestly believe if Hillary Clinton was president, you wouldn't even know about, there wouldn't even be a corner, there wouldn't even be a shutdown. You'd, 5 years later, what was this, corona thing? There's some sort of virus, I guess England shut down? What the heck? They locked their doors? New York has even come out and they found evidence that they took like 500 ventilators and they auctioned them off several years ago. See, they're having to kind of cut back on their stories because, you know, these hospitals are war zones. See, people like me do their due diligence and do homework. And there are people that like me that do video journalism, and they're at these hospitals, okay? Here we are. We're at the hospital in Queens, and I can show you CBS footage. Where's all the hundreds of people in line? Where's the mile-long lines for this virus? Where's the war zone at this hospital? It looks empty. I mean, when you see some of these videos, you can actually see the actual CBS video where you can put them side by side, and you can see that this is the same hospital, but there's like no one there. And they have like COVID-19 signs up, like this is where you go to get tested, and there's no one there. What happened to hope? Hope, I think, left when they tried to kick Jesus out of this country. You know, it's just sad. I can't tell you how many times in the Bible says, do not fear. We need to come together as a nation. We're in a pandemic, and Democrats are worried about making sure we vote via the mail. Okay, the last thing on your mind should be wondering if this is really that bad. People should be okay. We're putting the election on the back burner. We got to make sure that people vote by mail. That's what we have. Shouldn't it be about trying to be there for each other and save lives and making sure your neighbor's okay? Brother Campbell, how you doing? What's going on? I have a prayer list so long. You know, I pray for people. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, he's He's an inspiration to me, man. He is an inspiration to me. To have someone go up on there and, yeah, use the time that you have. Open up your Bible. Get the Bible out. Put the reader app on there. Have it read while you read it. And pause when you need to. Highlight stuff. Use this. You know, the best thing you can do is take the TV and go clink and turn off the news. I'm so away from the mainstream media in many ways that when everyone was hoarding toilet paper, I'm like, what do you mean? Because if I truly believe I had COVID-19 or the human coronavirus, because me and my wife were so sick, it was coming out both ends. Sorry. Apologize if it's graphic, but let me tell you something. We didn't need no 50 rolls of toilet paper. Just think of the old ladies and the elderly when you take more than you need. I'm just so used to it because I have working in a living room. There'll be someone in a motorized cart. Can I get some up there for you? And I'll grab it for them. Well, thank you so much. And when they realize I don't work here. I just believe in doing for others. Because someday I'm going to be on the other side of the spoon. Someday someone's going to get me something. You know, pass the torch. Sow a good seed and a good seed will be sown. That's what's going on in this country. All these people, well, we need to vote online. We need to vote via the mailbox. Going to vote. It's not going to be safe. Then you have an American company make some sort of COVID-19 suit that you wear and you go and you vote. I mean, just watch the videos. There's unless they've taken them off on YouTube, there's court cases going back into the, like, 2000s. Yes, I was involved in a program that basically, okay, I put in a number. And, okay, Trump is going to lose 51% to 49%. It's going to be just enough to where it's beyond the realm of counting votes. To where he loses by just enough. And whoever we program to win, that's what the outcome is going to be. You can vote for whoever you want to, but when you send it, after you send it, it's going to flip the votes to get whatever that number is that they have pre-programmed in the system via that program. You'll never see it. You'll never know it. And there you go. I mean, you have NBC analysts that are coming out saying that Trump should be guilty of second-degree murder. I'm so tired. Come together as a nation. You were the ones that were saying it's racist for Australia, it's racist for the U.S. to block people from China. You need to hug Chinese people, go to the markets, do all this stuff. Now, when that was happening, now you're saying at that time, we should have been doing more. You can't have it both ways. You can't sit there and be racist against Asian people by denying them entry to the country. That's not racist. You can't have that. I mean, it's one way or the other. Either you're doing enough or you're not doing enough. Don't say Trump didn't do enough when at the time that you said he wasn't doing enough, you were saying, oh, come to the markets, come do this. Trump hasn't changed his stance. Democrats every day change what they say and what they... Well, folks, I've got to make a stance right now. I have to. I have to play the Grim Reaper. I have to. I have 400 ventilators. I'm going to have to go after this press conference and decide which 400 people live and which don't. You want that job? I'd have been at that press conference. I'll do it. You take me. Let's stop this press conference right now. And I want to go and I want to see every person that you say needs a ventilator. I want to make sure you don't have time to try to get people in place to act to, because you see all these CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS videos of these hospitals, and there's thousands of people in line and chaos, and then when you have real people that live there, film them. Okay, folks, there's no one in line here. This is, you know, it's 10:30 in the morning. It's, you know, it's 2:30. I've been here most of the day. There ain't no one at this hospital. I'm going to go to another one. And they show like seven hospitals with like, besides the normal people that are coming in and out, there's no war zone. They've had to kind of change their stance. The only thing good about this quarantine is, in my opinion, guess what it's doing? Kids aren't being liberal brainwashed. What I'm on, because someone asked us, and it's on a separate post. What I've been told between the coronavirus and COVID-19 is there's a thing called the human coronavirus. And it's a virus that's been out. That's why if you ever get Clorox, it says it kills the human coronavirus. COVID-19 is a mutation of it. And they believe someone took the coronavirus, the human coronavirus, and they made the lethality of it worse. It was like in a lab, they altered it and made it worse. That, you know, and when I get time, I'll comment back to that. But that's what I've been told. That they're different. It's sort of like if you did the flu, and every year there's a different strain of the flu that goes around. That's why every year there's not a cure for the flu. You have a vaccine or a flu shot. And sometimes they get the flu shot close to what it is. Sometimes it's so far off. Sometimes 50% of the flu shots work. Some years, like 10% works. But don't worry, because Bill Gates thinks everything should be shut down until we get a COVID-19 vaccine. What good is that going to do you? Because as soon as they get one, it's probably going to be mutated and it'll change and so on and so on and so on. That's how it goes, folks. And we got to wake up in this country, wake up in the world. Because to me, it's like as soon as this COVID-19 goes down and it's no longer, when it gets to like the regular flu. Look at how easy it was with this virus to control people. What can we make up? Because the virus is real. What can we make up to try to control and keep people locked in their house? Because when me and my wife had what we believe is the coronavirus, COVID-19 or the human coronavirus, either one. Wait a minute. There was no quarantine. There was no lockdown. There was nothing. Of course, pardon me, we'll never know. But I've never been that sick in my life ever. But at least you have a British think tank that says that we should sue the Chinese communists over this pandemic. People in China aren't even given the blood's honest truth on it. They don't know. The kids aren't in school, and that's... I mean, there's so much misinformation. I think this is like 9/11. There's things about this. Me and my wife, I don't think we'll ever know. Unless someone comes out and says, yeah, if you had all this back in December, you had coronavirus, and someone admits that, yeah, it was in this country at that time, and you could have had it, and you more than likely did, then we can say there's a good chance. But, you know, I'd put my money on it that it was. So, it's just sad the way this. I mean, especially with the Dead and Company. There's not going to be a tour. Okay, let's say there's not a tour. Have hope. Have ambition. It's like, yeah, we're not going to go up in the air. No, the winds. Yeah, okay. Because of the winds. Yeah, because I remember one time where I used to work, we got a hot air balloon, and basically it's tied down, and it goes up like 300 feet or whatever, and then comes back down. And they put more people in it, and they go up, and they just go up and down. They go up really high, and, you know, it's kind of fun. By the time they went up, I mean, it had been like 2 hours after I'd have been done with work, and I'm not waiting. But there's all kinds of barometric pressures and stuff, and depending on, they have to make sure that it's below this, or they can't go up with it, and they can't do stuff. You know, and it was like, yeah, there's things we had to factor. Yeah, we wanted to, they were positive that it was going to happen, but because there's certain things that have to be in place for you to go up in the hot air balloon or down, you know, that's why they weren't successful. Like, why are you so late? And when they told us why, and they explained it, okay, we don't know. I'm not a hot air balloonist. I've never been in one. And, you know, have some optimism. That chloroquine might work. Why wouldn't you want to give it? I guarantee you, there are people that are stockpiling the drug. And there are people that are, like, trying to do everything they can to get their parents, in front of the camera, how dare, it should be banned. And then you find out that this guy that wants this drug banned, and how dare you allow people to use that hydrochloroquine? How dare you get them to use that? Then they're trying to find it to give it to their own mom and dads because they've seen it work. It's not a miracle. It probably won't work 100% of the time, but it has shown great promise. The double standard just kills me. Oh. It's just interesting. No, they care about it. They want it. Now, if it was Hillary Clinton and the 65 millionth of a percent chance we would be quarantining in this country, we wouldn't be, because she wouldn't want to make her, she wouldn't want the country to look bad. She'd be all over that drug if it showed promise. All these Democrats in front of the camera, how dare Trump do this? How dare he do that? And then you got Democrats that are hoarding it. You have Democrats that are trying to get it for their people under the table. I think my mom has the virus. Get that. Wow, you want your parents to have this, but you don't want me to use it. So dumb with it. I'm so dumb with it. But that's just how it is. I'm just writing someone. But, you know, I mean, that's what's going on. It's just ridiculous. Like, that's why I always say, go back to the 80s. Trump ain't changed his stance. I don't know how people on the left can't see liberals. If they truly watch the news, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. We're talking days apart. They flip-flop and change their view. I don't get it. Where are we at, folks? We got about 23 minutes left in the program or so, and thank you so much for tuning in. There is a PayPal link, all this stuff. I want to show you some things. It's only for the Facebook Livers. Let's see if you can see those. And my wife got me these. Yeah, these are magnets. So, yeah, pretty cool. But it's one of those things for me that these are what my wife got me. One is right there. It looks like a Max Headroom. One is Trump and Pence. The other one is America First. pretty cool as heck, you know. My brother had all kinds of magnets and stickers all over his one refrigerator, and so it was really cool. But, you know, it's like we need to come together as a nation. I mean, not this. I mean, I'm so sick of these liberals, these Hollywood elitists that have billions of dollars that are just sitting in their million-dollar mansions instead of sitting there singing, "Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya." Why don't you do something? Why don't you put your money where your mouth is, and instead of complaining about what Trump's doing, why don't you do something in your own community to make it better? You know, you can, I'm tired, because it's just like all these politicians that, you know, when I become president, I'm going to fix stuff. You're going to fix stuff, and then, wow. You're going to fix stuff. Isn't that interesting? You've been in D.C. since 1979, and you're finally going to do something to make America better. But you have to be president to do that because, you know, Mother Teresa didn't do anything, you know. Martin Luther King didn't do anything. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But people don't care. People don't care. They just see, most of these liberals, they just go with whatever they hear. And most of them don't know enough to know that, okay, that wasn't the stance 2 days ago. It goes back to that dead and company tour that I commented on, that I made a post like, hey, I got, you know, what do we do? Where can we, so we can be close to shakedown and all this stuff? And what they told me, there are so many people, there ain't no sunshine when it's raining and it's bleeping pouring. And it's just so sad, the negativeness in this world. So sad. Because it makes you sick. I just want to get the permission of the mods to post something. I just want to be like, okay, let's just shut down everything. Let's just give up. Let's just close every business, every hospital. Let's just stop making everything, and we'll all just die. Well, they're going to cancel college football in the NFL. The Premier League is looking at starting in June, possibly July. And they have to have like 3 months or so to get back into training so that they don't go out there without training. You ever work out and you stretch out first so you don't tear a muscle or something? Same thing. That's what's going on. They got to have time to, well, because normally they do like pre summer scrimmages and the blue and white games and the black and gold games, and it has like half the team taking on the other half of the team. You can see how they're doing, and it's fun when you have a really, really, really bad team that's probably going to win one game a year, and it's like really bad players versus really bad players. It's fun. But they get to work out and train and all this stuff, and if they don't have that time to do that, you're going to cause so many injuries because there's no fitness, there's no training, there's no nothing. There's a difference between fact and negative, and fact and positive. I mean, I choose joy. Not Joy Behar. No. I choose joy. I choose, no matter what happens, I'm still going to have a bad mamma jamma in summer. I'm going to still enjoy myself. If I don't go on tour, so what? If there's none, okay. So what? Do I have to sit there and go using 50 F-bombs and say, well, it's raining now, but it's going to downpour, so don't even waste your time. I just want to get on there. This is Dr. Obvious. hello, Dr. Obvious, I'm here. You don't think I know that, but I'm not. You know, this could be the biggest hurricane of the century. They're calling it Everyone Dies, the Hurricane of the Century. Another news, it's the biggest ever. It's 800 miles in diameter. Or you can look at it, look at the pot. You can always look at the positive in any situation.
Okay, tell me the positive. 800 miles.
There's no drought.
Yeah, but if it kills everyone, it can warm that.
Well, if you saw the music video to for King and Country's Joy, she's doing a report on this massive hurricane. It's the biggest of the century, and all this, and the other guy's like, hey, you know, on other news, this is what's going on. Folks, see, well, the thing is, another positive with that, the 400-year-old drought is gone. The town finally has water again for the first time. There you go, positive.
If the town doesn't have water, then there's no one living in it.
No, they had to go, they had to take buckets and go 5 miles away. Hey,
this is what I had to put up with.
Well, I'm trying to think positively. It doesn't always, I mean, but then someone would say, well, there's a school shooting, what's the positive? Well, there was no school shooting because that was a gun-free zone. They can't be there, so it couldn't have happened. Next. I'm just saying. I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for that one. But that's the thing.
That was kind of wrong.
Yeah, that is wrong, and I apologize. But, see, I apologize when I'm wrong. What a coincidence. You don't hear that. But all they're pushing is this, he's got hundreds of trillions of dollars in this drug. Well, what's the problem with trying it and seeing if it works? If it works, yes. If it doesn't, so what? I guarantee you, the same people that are bitching about Trump about this hydrochloroquine are the same people that would give it to their mom and dad in a heartbeat like that under the table. Yeah, but they're going to, oh, how dare you allow these people to use that? Can you get me some of that? My mom, I think she's got it. I need some. We got you. Oh, yeah, you shouldn't use that drug at all. It's dangerous. It's deadly. Trump is just trying to use that to make millions of dollars. See, Trump has never changed his stance. Okay, we need to bring jobs back here. You know, I hope I might have to write the CEO of Walmart, because I want to go back to the days when Walmart, everything was American-made. We should bring everything back. We should make... See, but then, I will, and I've said this on the program before, my dad's had part, like these glasses. I'll just kind of use these as an example. Okay, these are $100 made in America without shipping. These same glasses from China are, with the same materials and everything, are $20 to the door without shipping. Shipping's already included. So most people will say, well, I'll go to China and buy them for $20 on my doorstep as opposed to paying $100 to my door without shipping. So I may have to pay $20 shipping for the glasses. Now that's $120 for a pair of glasses when I don't have to pay but $20. And that's the problem. And this is how sad it is. A judge in Alabama blocks the ban on elective abortions during the pandemic. So you can still have an abortion during this pandemic. You can't probably have any other medical procedures.
Right.
But you can have an abortion? Are you kidding me? I'm looking up stuff, but that's the problem we deal with here, folks. And it just, you can't, in this country right now, you can't win. At least, there's even some mosques that are still open. They're not recommending them being open, but they're still having prayer services, and they're like, I guess some of them have finally shut down, because of fears of this COVID-19, but there was a time there were some that were still open. I mean, the Home Depot founders come out and even said, the whole time you're investigating Trump for impeachment, you should have been going after this virus. I mean, Democrats are eating their own words. Because when they're saying now they should have been Trump should have been worried about this virus, they were all worried about him.
Mm-hmm. And now Pelosi's wanting to get, and Schiff and them are wanting to get a new impeachment thing going.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous. You can't win. But it's just sad the way this world is gone. I mean, Revelation chapter 3 says, we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut, and he shuts doors that no one can open. He said, behold, I place you an open door that no one can shut. And they have a little strength, these kept my word and not denied my name. Think about that one. Put God first. That's what needs to happen in this country. But, yeah, I don't think... F-E-A-R. There's not one letter in the word fear in the word God. Wonder why that is. We got to come together as a nation. But people just want to divide. Well, you got to take down that cross, because I'm going to be a Christian if you leave that up there. It's forcing me to believe. Nah, a cross that I got right here doesn't force you to believe anything. What would Jesus do? He would get on his hands and knees and wash his disciples' feet. That's what he'd do. But, People don't get that. Do for others as you want done for you. If you want to be treated like crap, treat people like crap. You want to be treated nice and respectfully, be nice and respectful. Whether you believe this virus is really deadly or not, it's here. Let's come together. Let's be there for each other. I want to get into some Premier League news, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. They need about 3 weeks to train to get back in shape for the Premier League. Is it going to happen? At some point, I think we'll get playing in June or July. I think they'll effectively come up with a start date, and I think they'll start and they'll try to get something going. I think it's going to be behind closed doors, but hey. Like I said, you could have Nottingham Forest take on Cambridge Football Club, and I'd be like crying, "It's football, it's back!" It could be Sunderland FC and Nottingham Forest. I'd be like, "What will Aggie football?" Why don't they just do like a computer randomizer, and just have like FIFA 19 football? And then just have a computer randomizer and you turn on the TV and it's going to be like the PlayStation 4 FIFA 19 football game, and we'll play that and that will be like the games. I don't know. I think Jadon Sancho will come to United only if we have Champions Football, Champions League, because there's deals and he's coming to United 100%. Well, they're not going to have a deal. I mean, who knows? FIFA has said that, like, with when they finish the leagues, that will be when the transfer window starts. So if they stop, if the season finishes in July, then that's when the transfer window starts. And there's some people say that they may only have, like, a month transfer window because, okay, August is a transfer window. In September, they start back up again. So, kind of interesting to see what's going to happen with that. I don't know. we'll have to wait and see on that one. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens. It really is. It really is going to be interesting to see what happens, because I think Jadon Sancho wants to come to United. He just wants to, he wants to do what's best for his career. And if we're in the Europa League, I don't think he wants to be there. And I don't think they're going to forfeit. The only way they would forfeit the season, honestly, is if it became like, okay, they're still saying this is an issue and it's August. So we'll have to wait and see on that one. But I think June, they want to get this, because they're going to lose $700 million in revenue from television. So something has to give. I think Jadon Sancho will come to United if we can get Champions League football. And I you ain't going to see, I'm positive we're going to get the season completed. When, I have no idea. I just know what's going to happen. I think they want to try to get it in sooner than later. And I have a feeling that they feel that come June, they can at least probably do it behind closed doors. And then you wonder if they're going to lift the ban on some countries, like in England, like at certain times, like the games that are on TV, since no one can be at the game so they can watch it, which I think they'll do. I mean, and who knows what the value of the market's going to be, because not every club is going to have millions of dollars to spend. I mean, there are clubs that, oh, well, he's worth $100 million and we're going to demand that. Well, good luck. Well, if you're going to demand that in a market that may not be that valuable, then your intent is to keep him. Because how many clubs that are losing millions of dollars every second are just going to be able to afford? And how can you justify, how can a club justify spending $100 million on a player when most people are probably wondering where their next meal is coming from? Because they lost their job, because the company went under, because the government shut everything down.
Do you know if England and any other country are doing a stimulus package for people like we are?
They're looking into it. They're doing some government assistance and stuff in England and stuff, and some programs like that, yeah.
I know there's a bunch. I know it's social over there, so it's different.
And like I work with a lot of people that I want to work. Thank you for doing what you're doing, but I want to work. Like, because I'm getting cut hours, we may have to go on the unemployment. And I don't want to, I'm going to try to hold out as long as I can. See, most of us want to work for our money. The people that are freeloaders, and we get $1,200, and they're probably going to take that and, look, I got two PlayStations. Okay, now, I guess you're not providing for your family. Because I've looked at getting like a zero-gravity chair and stuff. And last year I looked at getting one because they had one for $20 in the buy and sell here. I'm cheap. I'm not paying like $60. The ones where they like recline and you're supposed to feel like there's no gravity or whatever. I'll show my wife one later. And they like, have you ever been to the Feast and seen Josh Adamson's chair that he has?
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're not cheap. And I'm like, someone had one for $20 and I should have just bought it. It was like in the off season when people were probably trying to clean out stuff because it's not summer. Because I'm Dutch. I don't want
to
spend. I'm like,
$20.
Oh yeah. They had like 6 pictures of it, so it was in good condition.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Why didn't you get it?
I don't know. Who knows? But like, the period is gonna happen, folks. It's just a matter of if and when. And Champions League, we have to get that to get Jadon Sancho. Because people are like, just forfeit the season, this full crap. I want to see the season end. I want to see the game. I don't care if it's
enjoyable. If they forfeit, then the city did not do anything wrong. Or did they do it 2 years ago or what?
We don't know. Yeah, that's the big issue.
That
like
needs
with,
to be settled.
Yeah. Yeah, because would city get in trouble? Because, hey, the season void. I mean, there's so many unanswered questions. I honestly think they're going to do the season. I honestly think if it was in September, they'll start the season up. It would take something to where you're going to have to shut down England for the rest of its inhabitants on planet Earth before they end the season. They would probably, it could be 2023 and they'd, okay, we're finishing the 1990-2000 season. 20 seasons,
like
something like that.
The Democrats are trying to win the 2016 election.
Yep. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. Remember, folks, be there for each other and do stuff. Remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Thursday, coming up, good night and God bless. Goodbye.
Bye, guys. Love you guys.